p.m.?
No. No, at, as I say, the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
You mean that guy who comes up when we Google your name?
The bassoonist? Yeah, that's me. I don't let them take photos at work.
But why would you hide this from me?
Because when we first met, you, very charmingly, explained to me what arpeggios are.
Did I?
Yes, you did. It was basically the first conversation we ever had, and then, immediately afterwards, like straight away, you asked me what I did for a living. And I thought, well, if I say musician, you'll feel really stupid, so I said, data analyst.
Why data analyst?
Because I thought it was so boring you wouldn't ask me any other questions. You did, though. You were very sweet and you asked loads of questions, which I answered, making it hard to row back from it on a second date. And then the relationship continued and I don't know, at a certain point I just realised it's now impossible ever to tell you.
A certain point? What, like our wedding day?
No, way before that.
So what did you think was going to happen in the end?
I suppose I thought something exactly like this was going to happen in the end.
Is this all really true?
Yeah. And I mean, I can prove it quite easily.
So, you're not having an affair?
No, I swear I have never, ever cheated on you.
Yeah, but you have lied to me since the day we met about what you do, what you care about, basically who you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's worse, isn't it?
No, it's way better. Just don't ever do it again, OK?
It's hard to see how I could. Mr. McElroy?
Yeah, hi.
Rory McElroy?
Yeah, that's me. Do you want a photo?
Of what?
Of you and me.
Good Lord, no. I'd be surprised if such a thing even exists. You are the greatest golfer in the world.
Ah, well, you're very kind.
I'm not trying to be. I thought it was an acknowledged fact.
Well, I suppose on my day I can hit a ball a bit.
What are you talking about? Are you or are you not number one in the official world golf rankings?
Yeah, I am.
All right, then. This is for you.
Ah! Okay, that's a good one, you know. No one's ever actually given me one of these before.
Why are you laughing?
I'm saying I like your joke, giving me a world's greatest golfer mug. It's funny.
I'm not making a joke. I am simply restoring your property. The mug was given to me in error.
Who gave it to you?
Of all people, my daughter. I cannot imagine where she got her facts from. I'm not even the best golfer in my club. Anyway, here's your mug. Enjoy it. Perhaps you'd be good enough to pass it on to whoever eventually beats you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a connecting flight to meet a bus driver in Kathmandu.
Well, who's he?
Well, if my spreadsheet is to be trusted, and it is, he is the world's best dad.
In conclusion, gentlemen, I commend my reconstruction of this skeleton to your notice and humbly hope the society will support my contention that it represents an entirely new species of pleiosaur.
Thank you, Professor Beaumont. Does any gentleman have a question they wish... Oh, goodness, I believe every single gentleman present has raised their hand.
Before I take questions, may I once again draw the attention of the meeting to the cranium and upper vertebral column, which, as I have said, is remarkably complete and unambiguous.
No doubt. Professor Cowley, your question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As it happens, my question does touch upon the position of the cranium.
I can assure...
And simply put, it is this. Is the head on the right end?
Yes. This is precisely why I drew your attention to the upper vertebra, which admit of no doubt that the answer is in the affirmative.
That the head is on the right end.